Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, January 24th, 2020. Thank you for listening to the podcast, by the way. And if you would, leave a review. Apparently that helps to let other people know that we have a podcast. You may also know that now Dan puts it in chronological order. That was new for 2020 because one person said that's the way it should be. So we changed it. You can affect change. One person could change our podcast. So if you text us and say, hey, change it back, we might change it back. But for now, it goes in chronological order. So I'm going to ask everybody what they're up to for the weekend. New Music Friday, we get into the Judgment Zone and new music from Pearl Jam. We are going to talk to our Grammy winner, Gabe. Him and his wife headed out to Los Angeles to report back for us. And then producer Dan has the weekly wrap-up, everything that has happened on the show this week, including me and my upcoming colonoscopy. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's Friday morning. We are now on the precipice of 2 days off, which means I get utterly nosy about what you guys are doing when you're not around me, because I need to know at all times what you're up to. So I'm going to start first with you, Kennedy. Big plans for the weekend?
No.
Okay, great. Annie.
Yes.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, today I'm getting my car detailed. I'm so excited. It's really the little things that get me going.
Okay, okay.
Tomorrow I'm going to go for a run with the Dana-Farber team.
Ooh, how many miles?
Tomorrow I think you can do up to 18, but I don't know if I'm going to do that because I wasn't very good this week.
I'm going to do one.
Yeah, I'm just going to do one, guys. You're fine. Keep going.
Make a lap. I'll be here at the water station.
No problem. And then I'm babysitting tonight and tomorrow night. And then hopefully I'm meeting my patient partner on Sunday.
Awesome.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm really excited about that.
Where will you do that? Will you go over to Dana-Farber or?
I think that's where the meeting point is. Yeah.
Right.
I'm really excited.
I have an exciting weekend of prep for the colonoscopy. So there's that. I'm just going to be sitting around trying not to be miserable, not yep. thinking about that I can't eat or drink anything.
Listen.
Yes.
You can do it.
Oh, I know I can. I'm just going to be miserable for 24 hours.
Of course.
In the middle of it.
Don't be miserable. You'll be surprised how clear your head gets. I promise.
Yeah, yeah. some other stuff's going to get clear too.
Well, that's fine too.
You know. I don't have problems like that though. You know, they
problems
ask you
like what?
Like I'm a pretty regular dude.
Right.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean by not yeah. eating, your head yeah. will get a lot clearer. I promise.
Yeah.
Just try to distract yourself.
By not eating.
Yeah, yeah because
when
you're
I
not...
was yeah when I fasted for like the 20, 48, 30, 72, like you get
right.
your head gets really clear. You'll be very surprised.
My head will be full of hamburgers and steaks.
Sure, you'll be dreaming of those things.
I know,
but...
right? I'm gonna wake up in the middle of the night and be like, why am I so?
All I want is a turkey club.
Yeah.
Meatball sub.
We're going to go see 1917.
Yes.
That looks so good.
Right. That's the war movie.
Yes.
And then I think that's it. Yeah, we don't. That's about it. You know who's coming to town, Kennedy? Rockstar Chuck.
You're lying.
I am not. A dear friend of ours that we have known for probably 15 years. He used to be kind of in the music business, and he arrived yesterday, and he's going to be here for 2 weeks. He's house-sitting somebody's house, like in Beacon Hill or Southie or somewhere.
How does that happen?
I know. It's very weird. So, yeah, I think we're going to hang out this weekend, too.
He looks like a good time.
I was showing pictures.
Glad he texted me, too. Thanks, Chuck.
I was showing I was showing Annie pictures of Rockstar Chuck yesterday. She's like, that's my kind of dude right there.
I love him.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with him.
He's really
two peas in a pod. I can tell.
Yeah, yeah. He's really a character.
Fun.
That is for
Annie
sure.
Annie kept calling him Rockstar Rick.
Yeah, I needed to change his name. It just flows better.
She's like, Rockstar Rick, that's my guy. He's like, well, it's Chuck, but okay.
Close enough.
Yeah, but no one named Chuck is a rock star.
No.
It's a Chuck Berry.
We needed to be
Chuck
Rick.
Liddell.
What's that?
You have
oh, he fight. Punched people in the face for
that's
a living.
That's not a rock star.
No. How about you, Dan? Save us.
Oh, you're not in luck. I have Operation Save Money because I went to New York last weekend.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
That was a chunk of change.
I'm going to Kohl's to get a new belt because I left mine in a drag bar bathroom in New York, and that's about my weekend.
Hey.
Relatable content.
You
Dan,
have one
I
belt?
I have no belts currently.
I left my belt in a drag bar bathroom.
Unlike Chuck Liddell, I have no belts.
Related story, I saw a picture from Brittany of Dan trying to get into the hotel room because his pants be falling down.
Yeah, my pants are on my ankles a lot of the time.
Amazing.
I just left him there, gave the people a show. Walked around the hotel like that.
I saw that picture and I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, I gave it no context.
That's why I asked
That's
her.
That's the best part.
I'm like, do I want to know the story? She goes, you do.
Just walking around New York without your pants on?
Lived a life.
Does it better than all of us.
All right, well, there it is. There's our exciting lives this weekend. We have nothing.
Sometimes you just got to take a break.
Yeah.
Recenter. It's all right.
Hmm. Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Back in the day, new music would come out every Friday, and you'd go to the record store, and you'd walk up to the listening station, and you'd throw the CD in there, and you'd put on the headphones, and they'd have all the different CDs, and you'd have to flip. Remember, you'd flip the little knob.
The needle on the record.
Was way, way back in the day, but I'm not even going back that far. I'm going back, not quite as far. To like right before Annie probably remembers.
Newbury Comics.
Right, yeah.
I had a Walkman when I was growing up. That's probably the last time I had like
The Discman.
Right.
So it played CDs. So on Fridays, we like to get real judgy with new music in the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
So you've probably heard us play this song recently. So this is interesting because it's Whitney Houston.
Right.
It's an old Steve Winwood song, Higher Love. But it was produced by a DJ by the name of Kygo.
He put a little in there.
Right. So and Kygo has done this with a lot of hits. This is one of the most popular DJs in the world. You know, if there's a big festival happening, Kygo is probably there as a headliner.
Okay.
And so he had talked about never having worked with Avicii. So I guess somebody reached out to him and had this Avicii song, and they put this together.
It was an unreleased song that he decided to help finish.
Right. It's a tribute, if you will, and it's called Forever Yours. Good. Oh, that's smooth. Yeah, Kygo said it was one of my biggest dreams to get in the studio with Tim Avicii. Unfortunately, we never, got to do that. So when Sanjo sent me that song, I felt like that was the closest I could get to collaborate with Tim.
It sounds a lot like Avicii's Hey Brother.
Yeah.
Like that good, the good vocals in it, but that good beat behind it.
I like that. I like that a lot. I don't have another song from this singer because she's more in the country realm, Kelsea Ballerini.
Uh-huh. We play Homecoming on the station. I don't know if we necessarily have played it in the morning, but...
Right. So
Queen.
She has a song that I guess is maybe crossing over now to more pop. It's called L.A. Man, you write a song about a city or a state and I'm all in. I love those types of songs.
And I love how she says that Tennessee will be mad at me.
Right.
Because leaving country music sometimes will get you shunned from country music.
So that's Kelsea Ballerini, L.A. New album is called Kelsea, and that is due March 20th. Haley Williams. So, Kennedy, I know you remember the song, this one. Remember Airplanes?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
B.O.B.
Any Paramore song.
Misery Business.
Will be singing Top of My Lungs in the car.
Right. But she has done songs kind of off from Paramore.
Yeah.
This was a big hit with her B.O.B. So this is her new song. It is called Simmer.
Simmer, 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 simmer down.
Album supposed to come out May 8th, called Petals for Armor. Like petals on a flower.
It's bad.
That's not great.
Yeah,
I just
like
want
it.
Her to sing. She has the most beautiful voice. The only exception, that is such a beautiful song.
Oh my
song.
God, right.
It just I need
this
that.
Seems a little soft. Maybe that's what she's trying to do, go for here.
That's fine. It's, do yeah, your thing, just, but... Yeah, just,
she sounds like Taylor Swift.
All the pop music that has been released lately sounds the same to me. All of it.
All right. So, Kennedy, I know you brought this, obviously, Pearl Jam, you know, one of the most successful rock bands of all time,
I guess. Took on Ticketmaster.
Right.
That's why I love them.
I do like them for that.
If you're a guy that grew up in the 90s, like, Pearl Jam was your band.
I had the cassette tape in college.
I got into a fight with my boy, Petey, a couple years ago, and it changed our relationship forever.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
Over
like
Pearl Jam?
Yeah. Right. Like, Metallica and Pearl Jam are just two bands that I despise. Mm-hmm. And he was offended, man. He was very upset. And it was funny because I got tickets to that show at Fenway. And I got, like, floor seats. They were really good. Somebody at the last minute just gave them to me. I was like, I guess I'll go.
You were a waste of Pearl Jam floor seats.
Right?
Right. And so I went, and about halfway through, I was like, I'm out. So I sent a text to Petey because I knew he had crappy tickets. I was like, hey, you want my tickets? So I got back on his good side a little bit, but he was still mad at me that I left in the middle of the show and had the great seats. So this song is brand new from Pearl Jam. They're going on tour. This is called Dance of the Clairvoyance. There's a new album coming March 27th called Gigatron. Do you know who this sounds like to me?
Anyone but Pearl Jam?
Talking Heads. Is that David Byrne?
Well, there was a lot of, in the stuff I was reading about this, they said it was definitely a nod to Talking Heads and definitely a David Byrne thing in his voice.
Yeah, the beginning of that song.
You know who it doesn't sound like?
Pearl Jam. Now all the Pearl Jam fans know how I feel about all their other songs.
Right.
All right, I have one more, Kennedy, and this could be my favorite one of the year thus far. And I tried to do a little research to figure out who this singer is, but she is so new, there's like really not a lot out about her.
And there won't be.
Her name is Layla Blue. She's from New York City. She goes to NYU. She was a part of that Clive Davis music thing that they do at NYU. And this song is called Peppa Pig. If I could be anyone, I'd probably be myself. Cause I know that I look good and yet I heard the sexy sells. I'm like H-I-J-K, I'm an OP, I don't take no L's. You
hey.
Know
I'm a
MacBook Pro and y'all Kids favorite line. Now, when I leave the house,
say I look at me, see I'm staring. Billie Eilish called.
She's way worse than Billie Eilish.
This doesn't sound like Billie Eilish at all, really.
Oh, I feel like it does. Yeah, I feel like Peppa Pig. I'm a kid's choice, like I'm a Nick. Ain't like Charlotte, that's my boo.
Just that sort of talking instead of singing thing. That's sort of what I meant.
H-I-J-K-M-N-O-P. I don't take no L's.
That was a pretty good line.
That's a good bar gone.
That is a...
Well, Dan's like writing that down for next week's.
Guess what you're going to hear on the rap next week.
One line sticks.
That's not the worst thing we played in this break.
It's true.
I'm going to disagree with you wholeheartedly.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Garbage.
Really? Did you hear this?
Save your predictions. Burn your assumptions. I'd rather listen
He's
to
taking
Peppa
the L.
I'd rather listen to that Peppa Pig song than Hayley Williams song. Get him.
Carson's so hyped.
What does that mean if you feel like Peppa Pig?
I don't know. I'm old.
He's tall, right?
It's like 7'1".
Peppa Pig.
Who is?
The kid's character
Peppa,
is?
This
Peppa
is
Pig.
This is like what people found out over the last couple
months.
He's
like 7 feet tall.
7'1". He's supposed to be like a gay icon. Yeah.
The show's about a gigantic pig?
Yes.
That's a baby. The baby pig, right?
I've seen pictures.
So what are the parents? 12 feet tall?
Supposedly he's a baby pig.
It just blew my mind.
I know. Go do a little deep dive on the internet.
Go deep dive on how tall Peppa Pig is.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Grammy week continues, Kennedy.
It does.
We're at the end of Grammy week as we get ready for the big award show on Sunday night, hosted by Alicia Keys. Mm-hmm. Going to be all sorts of cool performances. Aerosmith's doing a 50th anniversary type deal.
Most of Aerosmith. Shout out to Joey Kramer.
Right.
Run DMC is supposed to be there. Who else is going to be performing?
Jonas Brothers. Yep. Demi Lovato.
Billie Eilish.
Oh.
Lizzo.
Yep.
And you may recall, it was 1 week ago today. Is that right?
It was on Monday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
We were off Monday, right? Take a listen back to Tuesday, Kennedy, when we called Gabe to tell him he had won a trip there. You're the grand prize winner.
You gotta be shitting away!
Yeah!
Yes,
Gabe! Yeah. God! I was a winner! I can't believe it! Oh my! You guys are great! Oh my God, I can't wait to call my wife to tell her.
Gabe, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
So you and
super excited. We are just so fired up for this weekend.
You and Stephanie, yeah. So when do you guys fly out?
Saturday morning.
Okay. And you got your hotel and you got your tickets and everything already, or do you get that when you get out there?
Nope. I just went to pick up the tickets just the other day. We've got the hotel. We've got the flight. We're good to go.
Let's go.
I can't believe it.
And what you don't know is Gabe's wife, Stephanie, is pregnant, just finishing up her first trimester, right?
So there's a baby moon. Let's go.
Yes.
Yep, that's correct. And yep, she's excited. She's ready to go.
So we have a few things that we would like you to accomplish while you were at the Grammy Awards, okay?
Okay, I'm listening.
One of them is you have to meet a celebrity.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that should be no problem.
Okay. Yeah, that means you got to get a picture. You got to talk to them. Maybe if you can get, I don't know, use your phone to get a quick interview with your voice notes recorder or something.
Okay, Carson.
Don't get him kicked out of the Grammys.
Just say, you know.
You can just get a passing picture and be like, I think that was. That's so and so's back of their head.
If you get the back of Lizzo's head, I'll count it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So you got that one, right?
Yep.
The other thing we want you to do is, while the Grammy Awards are in commercials, I want you to kind of take notes as to what you're seeing people do. Because it's always interesting, like when they come back from commercials, you'll see people like scurrying to get back to their seats. Like, what is happening? Are people going to get drinks? Are they running to the bathroom? Are they using, you know, seat fillers?
Of course they're using seat fillers. Factual.
Well, they actually told us that, you know, when you can't actually leave your seat unless you hit commercial. They don't want you getting up even to go to the bathroom or
Correct.
To do anything. So
Correct.
They go to commercial, then people are going to be rushing around to doing this and doing that, like you said.
My question is for Stephanie.
Yeah.
And she has a human being growing inside of her that's sitting on her bladder. What is she going to do?
She is very concerned about that. But,
yeah, I would be too.
You know what? I think you've got an out. Pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Pregnant woman. Sorry.
I don't think the Grammys are going to care.
Use that card, Gabe.
So you
Use
and Gabe
that
Jr.
card.
Both hold it.
All right. It's Carson and Kennedy. We have Gabe, who is our grand prize winner, who is going to the Grammy Awards. I would also love to see a photograph with Gabe's wife and a celebrity who is pregnant. Like, that would also be another thing if you could try and accomplish
that. It's going to be tough, but I will try.
All right. You head on a swivel. Head on a swivel.
Okay.
he's writing like, it all down.
He's like, whatever, dude. Okay. I already got the tickets.
You what? Can't make
I mean,
do
to be
anything.
Perfectly honest with you, I'm not sure who else is pregnant.
You never know till you get there.
Right.
You just never know.
Annie will put together a list of all the pregnant celebrities that'll be at the Grammy
Awards.
I got
you, Gabe.
Gabe, what are you expecting going
that's
out?
That's not something I actually want to ask.
Yeah, don't. Right? Do not ask.
Hey, are you pregnant? I want to get a picture with you and my wife.
Nope.
Oh, my God, dude.
What other?
Don't listen to Carson.
What
do you
other
know what?
Instructions?
Do everything he didn't say.
What other instructions did you get to go to the Grammy Awards?
Well, basically, we're going to be involved in, like, I guess it's more of a pre-show. I think we're going to be kind of near the red carpet. They're serving hors d'oeuvres. Anyone that has a Grammy ticket is eligible to go. It's kind of one of those first-come, first-served things.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
And then the actual event itself starts, and then, of course, you know, we go to our seats and we watch the awards like everyone else live.
Right.
Dressed up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, ready to go.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, if we go to the pre-show, we actually have to go even earlier than that. So
yeah, you forget it's L.A. time, so... You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So are you
and good news is that Stephanie bought a dress yesterday, so she is good to go and ready to go.
All right.
Most important part right there.
So are you planning to go to the red carpet pre thing?
We're planning to go to everything.
Oh, yes. I love this. All right.
We would love to go. I mean, we would even love to go to the after party. Unfortunately, we don't have tickets for that, but but we're going to go to everything.
There's ways.
You got
to just got to pretend like you're supposed to be there.
Yeah. Hold a clipboard.
Yep. Carry a ladder, hold a clipboard, and just walk right through security. That's what I would do if I would
Indeed.
Go. Okay. Well, you guys have a great time at the Grammy Awards, and we will get a complete update. So, again, the major things you're going to try and do is to get a picture with a celebrity, maybe some audio, a quick interview with a celebrity. You're going to take notes during the show when it's at commercial, because we want to know what's happening. Celebrities maybe getting a little tipsy that are stumbling back to their seats.
Post Malone.
Mm-hmm. How many Bud Lights did Post Malone drink? Please count them all. Just keep the tabs.
You and Stephanie have a great time, okay? We'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. All right, there he goes.
They're so excited.
I know.
I love them.
Can you imagine? Kennedy and I got to go one time, and it is still like one of the most amazing memories.
Oh, my gosh, forget it. Yeah, it was so cool.
And, you know, we were sitting in the 300s. Like, I could touch the ceiling.
No, we were in the last row.
Yeah.
We were against the wall.
But it didn't matter.
There. It didn't matter.
Well, and the staging, the way they have it set up, they have huge screens. It doesn't matter where you sit.
Right,
you
can, of course.
Yeah, and the crowd is into it, and you can see celebrities coming and going and everything like that. It's just going to be a time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Whew, we made it, Kennedy.
To what?
The end of the week.
Almost.
It was the week. I mean, first of all, it was a short week.
Right.
And then Annie was out sick one day. And then Kennedy was out sick one day. And then I just phoned it in today.
Today?
And yesterday. And the day before. And Tuesday.
Perfect.
Right? All right.
I'm the glue holding this whole thing together.
Oh, yes.
The Plymouth Rock.
Look at what we had this week, Kennedy.
All right.
We had a recap of your weekend away for the first time with Casino Guy.
Right.
We had an announcement that we are having a charity dodgeball tournament to benefit Annie running the Boston Marathon for Dana-Farber. And I announced I'm having a colonoscopy.
Ugh. Yeah, we're going to do a deep dive on that.
Let's get to the weekly wrap-up.
Pun intended.
The weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston. Spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
It's producer Dan, a.k.a. the Vanilla Gorilla.
Oh, no, you are.
Fernie Brook Fabio.
Hey. Yes, you are.
A.k.a. the most flavorful cracker since Ritz came out. Kennedy.
Bop, bop.
DJ, drop that wrap up. It's the weekly wrap. I'm fresher than your deodorant. It's a short week, and I'm still kinda over it. It's Friday. A couple hours and we're free, but first, Kennedy had a time in NYC. Got packed, dressed up, looking kinda fly. It's her first time away with Casino Guy. The sparks fly, getting up close and personal. Well, the man almost sprinted out the terminal. Isla window, room temp, what time you wake up? I just got here, can we wait up? Haven't left and you asked 30 questions, what's next? Take his blood sample in for testing? That's a taste so much that I'm leaving out. He sent us a text. Kennedy's kind of freaking out. He had fun. One thing he had to say. You wore old man pajamas on your getaway? Said I bought you lingerie. Real sexy, see? Why the hell Dick Van Dyke lying next to me? He bought it so maybe he could get a peek. Kennedy said, tough cookies. This is how I sleep. Y'all made it through the trip without failing. Got the
first one down is smooth sailing. Next up, this tournament is something strange. It's like the dodgeball movie meets Hunger Games. $50 can't beg, borrow, or barter. But it's all to raise money for Dana-Farber. Once you join, gotta pick where you seen. Cause all four of us will have our own team. Talking junk like your team ain't no comparison. You remember Recess and Billy Madison? To simulate a nice competitive environment. Calling all gym class heroes out of retirement. Hey, Uncle Chuck, one more ride for you, call it quits. Lace up, you were the man back in 86. Andy's got all her friends and she wants to win. I want SEAL Team 6 and some Olympians. Maybe y'all play the back as team owner and trot out the Globo Gym Purple Cobras. I'm not Socrates with my philosophies, but this my first time rapping about colonoscopies. Carson's never had one, but he's about to. That pre-drink's gonna cleanse the soul out you. Looking up to God like this is it. At least then I can't say you're full of
loud noises.
It's routine procedure, not alarming. But back the brink struck up over to Charmin. This next bid, I don't wanna make the men hide. They gon' be M. Night Shyamalan and you're inside. Then it's over and you're done with the roadblock. But have Lana record you during post-op. None of this is phasing him, man, truly. He just wants his popcorn at the movies. That's it. He's a simple man. All right, I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Oh, Dan.
Wow. Dan. Just wow. He rhymed not one but two words with colonoscopy.
That is some Hall of Fame stuff right there.
Philosophy and Socrates, man.
Producer Dan and the Weekly Wrap-Up every Friday at about this time. And if you do ever miss it, we always put it up in the podcast. It always helps with the clicks and the views and the reviews. If you would do that, we would appreciate it. You can also get us on the radio.com app.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.